Shalom to all. Today's office on Henshin Afkov Gimel. We are starting Kuf Beis Amud Beis about three lines off of the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So in the Mishnah we listed three kings who lost their share in Olam Haba. However, Rabbi Yehuda said Menashe Yesh Lechikol Olam Haba. Menashe does have a chikol Olam Haba. Shem because the pasuk says we spell Menashe Al Hashem Vayaser Eloi V'chulu. And so he learns from here that since Hashem answered him by Yaser Eloi, that means that he got his chikol Olam Haba back. So the Gemara continues discussing this. Amar Rabbi Yechon says Ushne Mekach Darshu. Both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda Darshan the same exact pasuk. Shemar the pasuk says, "Unusatam lozavol chol mamuchos haaretz beglam Menashe ben Yechizkio," and I'll make them a za'ava for all mamuchos haaretz, which basically means I'm going to punish them because Menashe ben Yechizkio. So what does this mean? Marsha Rabbi Yehuda holds beglam Menashe shasa tshuva because Menashe did tshuva in uloy avid, and everyone else did not do tshuva. That's why they're going to be punished. They should have learned from Menashe. Umarsha, whereas Tanakama holds kov gelam alaf on top beglam Menashe deloy avid tshuva. It's because Menashe did not do proper tshuva, and so everyone just continued to do averus with him, and that's why they're going to be punished. Now Rabbi Yechon supports Rabbi Yehuda's shita that Menashe did do tshuva. Anyone who says Menashe does not have chilgan alaba, merapi din shabala tshuva. He's weakening in the hands of bala tshuva. People who wanted to tshuva are not going to because they're going to say, well, Menashe's tshuva wasn't accepted and he didn't get his chilgan alaba back, so there's no point in me doing tshuva. And how do we know this? The Tanya comes to Rabbi Yechonon, a brass was taught from Rabbi Yechonon, Menashe also tshuva, shloishim shalashanim. Menashe did tshuva for 33 years, meaning the last 33 years of his life he did tshuva. The chesed pasuk says, Ben shtei mesay shan Menashe malchay. Menashe was 12 years old when he started reigning with chamish mechamish shan malchay Yerushalayim, and he reigned for 55 years in Yerushalayim. Vayas asher kasher also achav melch Yisrael, and did asher avod zara like Achav Melch Yisrael did, as we see they did avod zara as long as Achav did. Kam Malch Achav, how long did Achav rule for? As we learned previously, Esrim Tartan Shnein, 22 years. Menashe Kam Malch, how long did Menashe reign for? Chamishim Vachamish, 55 years. Dhamanayu Esrim Tartan, subtract 22 from 55, Pashul Tosun Tlas, that's 33 left. So we see that Menashe did tshuva for the last 33 years of his rule. And now we're going to get into a general discussion of Malch Yehuda. Amar B'yechon Mishim Rishon Barachai, Maidach Savishmael Vaychaser Loi. What's this word Vaychaser Loi? Vayyasar Loi Mbaylei. It should just say Vayyasar Loi. The word Vayyasar Loi means and Hashem answered him, and that's actually the way that we read the word. That's the kri of the pasuk. However, the ksiv, the way it's written, when you see it inside, it uses the word vayachaser. And what's a strange word? If we're reading a vayachaser, why doesn't it just say vayachaser? And the answer is Mama teaches us that Hashem made some sort of tunnel in the rakia, in the shemayim, in order to accept his tshuva. We've had this word previously in the Masechta, bab machtar, somebody who tunnels into a house, and that's his lashon of vayachaser loy, so to speak. Hashem made a tunnel for Menashe to do tshuva because according to the strict midas hadin, his tshuva should not have been accepted because he was such a terrible rasha, but Hashem and his great chesed made this tunnel of sorts by a chaser loy in order to accept Menashe's tshuva. Another member of Rami Yechon Moshe Moshe Barichai might have said what's pshat in the pasuk Bereshis Mamachos Yoyakim Ben Yeshio, in the beginning of the kingdom of Yoyakim Ben Yeshio. Except when we have a similar pasuk, it says Bereshis Mamachos Tzidkia, in the beginning of the kingdom of Tzidkia. And the question is on the word Bereshis. V'chiyad Edno Loi Hava Malchi, were there never kings beforehand? Usually, when a pasuk talks about the first year of the reign of the king, it says it was the first year of the reign of the king. Why use this word Bereshis in the beginning? Mashma, there was never kings beforehand. And the answer is that we're learning something unique from the word Bereshis. Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world, bring it back to the beginning, like Bereshis of the world. Because of Yoakim, he was such a terrible Rasha. However, when Nisnakal B'dayroi, Hashem looked at the generation of Chizkiyah and Iskar Daitai, and he cooled down because he realized that there was still a lot of tzaddikim in the generation. Even though Yoakim himself, the king, was a terrible Rasha, there was still a lot of tzaddikim in the generation. This is before they were sent into Galus, 11 years before the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and since the generation was still tzaddikim, that's why Hashem didn't destroy it. And similarly, Hashem wants to destroy the whole world, bring it back to the Bereshis of old. Because of the generation of Tzidkiyah, they were all terrible Roshayim. This is after the first group was already sent into Galus, and it was all those Tzadikim that are called Cheresh Vamazger. They were sent into Galus, so everyone left was Roshayim. However, in Stakab Tzidkiyah, in Iskar Daitai, Hashem looked at Tzidkiyah and he cooled down because Tzidkiyah himself was a Tzadik. Everyone else was Roshayim, but Tzidkiyah was good. Ask Gemara, what do you mean with Tzidkiyah Namiksev? Even by Tzidkiyah himself, it says, Vayas Rabbeinu Hashem, he did what was evil in Eyes of Hashem. How could you say that he was good? And the answer, he could have protested against everybody else in his generation, but he did not. So that's why we're saying that he did evil. But actually, in practice, Tzidkiyah was a good guy. It's just that he didn't stop everybody else from doing evil. So that's why we're saying that he did what was right in the eyes of Hashem. We continue with a third member of Rami Yechon Mishum Mishum Rechai. Maidach said, what's pshat in the pasuk? Ish chacham nishbat es ish evil, that a wise man contends with the fool. V'ragaz v'sachak ve'enochas, that he gets angry or he shows happiness and still there's no fear. What's the drash of the pasuk? Ish chacham is referring to Hashem, and ish evil is referring to the two kings we're about to mention. Amakash Baruch Hashem said, I got really angry at King Achaz, who was one of Malchi Yehuda, who was also a Rasha, and I delivered him into the hands of the kings of Damascus. They defeated him in battle, and what did he do? Zibach v'kitur l'olheim. He just ended up bringing karbanos to their gods. Shem, because the pasuk says, v'izbach l'olhei Damascus hamakim bay, and he brought animals to the gods of Damascus, who struck him, and v'yemer, he said, ki l'olhei Malchi Aram, heim azrim v'yisam, it's because of the gods of Aram, they're the ones who are helping them, l'olhem azbech v'yazruni, I'm going to bring karbanos to them, and they're going to help me. And they were the stumbling block for him him and all of Am Yisrael. And this understanding the part of the pasuk V'ragaz, I got angry, means Hashem saying that I showed Achaz an angry face by punishing him, and he was defeated, and still he went with other gods. And understanding the next part of the pasuk is Sochakti Amatzio, I was pleasant, I smiled to Amatzio, Nasati Malchei Edom Biyadoi, and I delivered the kings of Edom into his hand. He defeated them, but what did he do? Hevi Elohim Yishtach V'Olhem, he brought their gods to him and he bowed down to them. Shem the pasuk says V'Yachri Vaya Matzi Mehakas Zadaimim. It was after Matzi came back from striking the Daimim. V'Yovel Zeh Bnei Seir, he brought the gods of Seir V'Amidim Elohim, and he made them as a god for him. V'Lefnei Yishtach V'Olhem Yikater, and he bowed down to them and he brought korbanos to them. That's understanding the word V'Sachak in the pasuk, basically saying that Hashem did whatever he could both to Achaz and Amatzio, punishing them and giving them good, but neither of them did tshuva. And our Prabhupada said Hanu Damri Inchi, this understanding the saying Bachi Le Lamar De Lo Yada, I cried to master but he didn't know it. Chaychi Lamar De Lo Yada, I smiled at the master but he didn't know it. Vayle Lamar De Lo Yada Ben Tav Levish, woe to a master who doesn't know what's going on, whether good or bad. And here's our fourth drasha. Vayavoyu Kol Sari Melch Bavel Vayeshu Shar Tavech, and all the ministers of the king of Bavel came and they sat in the Shar HaTavech. This is after they breached the wall of Yerushalayim. The officers of the king of Bavel sat in a certain shar. What's this referring to? So the Shar HaTavech is Makam Shemechatchen by Halachas, the place where they cut or they decide Halachas. This refers to the Sanhedrin. In other words, after the wall of Yerushalayim was breached, the Sanhedrin had to run away, and in the place where they used to sit deciding Halachas for all of Am Yisrael, the Babylonian army made their encampment. In Amar Papa, Papa said, this understanding what people say, in a place where the master used to hang his weapon, Taman, over there, Kulbaraya, a lowly, crass shepherd, Kulseitala, he hangs his water jug. And that's what happened. Sanhedrin left, and what went in their place? Officers of the Babylonian army. And continue to discuss Malchi Yehuda, Semen, Al Sadeh Batim Lai Su'une, Amar Chizam Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba. Here's our first of three members. Maitel Siv, what's Pshat in the Pasik? I'll stay Ish Atzal Varti. I pass through the field of a lazy person, Malkarim Adam Chasar Lev, and through the vineyard of a person who's Chasar Lev, Vihine Al Kula Kimshainim. The whole thing was overgrown with thorns, Kasupan of Charulim. It was covered with nettles, Vigadar Avon Naharsa, and the stone fence was ruined. What does this Pasik mean? I'll stay Ish Atzal Varti. Ze Achaz is referring to King Achaz, who's the first one to do Havoid Zara and act with Rishos. Now we go on to the next king, Valkarim Adam Chasar Lev, Ze Menashe. This refers to Menashe, who's even worse than him, and Vinay Al Kulakim Shainim Ze Amin. This refers to Amin, who's even worse than Menashe. He was his son, and Kasupan of Charulim Ze Yakim. This refers to Yakim, who was worse than all of them, and Vigadar Avon Naharsa, Ze Tzed Kiyo. This is referring to Melchized Kiyo, Shenecha Bez Mikdash Biyamav, that the Bez Mikdash was destroyed in his days. That's understanding of Vigadar Avon Naharsa, that the stone fence was ruined, meaning the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. On to second member, Amar Chizda Amar Yom Bar Abba, Arba Kitas in Mikalos Bnei Shechina. There are four groups of people who are not accepted in front of the Shechina. Kat Leitzim, a group of Leitzim, people who just make fun of everything. Kat Shakranim, a group of liars. Kat Chanefim, group of flatterers. This means flattering Rishayim and trying to curry favor with them. And Kat Misapri Lashon Hara, a group of people who speak Lashon Hara. How do we know this? Kat Leitzim is the pasuk says Mashach Yaday as Leitzim, that he takes his hand away from the Leitzim. Kat Shakranim, how do we know this? The pasuk says Devrishkarim Lo Yikin LeNeged Einoi, that those who speak falsehood cannot be in front of my eyes. Kat Chanefim, how do we know this? The pasuk says Kilo Lefan of Chanef Yavai, in front of him a Chanef cannot come. And Kat Misapri Lashon Hara, what about Lashon Hara? The pasuk says Kilo Kel Chafetz Rasha Ato Lo Yigrucha Ra, you're not Hashem that desires wickedness. Evil can't be with you. And what's the pasuk telling us? Tzadik Ato, you're Tzadik V'lo Yebim Gurcha Ra, evil can't be with you. And later on in the pasuk, it's evident that we're talking about Lashon Hara. And here's our last drasha from Rechizda on Rima Re'aba. Ma'adach said, what's Pshat in the pasuk? Lo Yisunei Lecha Rav Neglai Krab Alecha. Here we're going to darshan the last few psukim of this parak of Tehillim, and we're going to see that this is the brachas that Shlomo Melech received, first from his father, then from his mother, then from Hashem. So this pasuk is David HaMelech giving the brachas to Shlomo. What does it mean? Lo Yisunei Lecha Ra, that no evil should happen to you. Lo Yishlei Ben Yitzhara, that Yitzhara shouldn't have power over you. V'Neglai Krab Alecha, what does this mean? That plague is not going to come to your tent. Shlo Yitemse Ishtcha Sofik Nida B'Shasha Tavim Min HaDerech, that you shouldn't find your wife as a Sofik Nida, that maybe she's a Nida when you come back from the way. Usually when a man comes back from a journey, he wants to be with his wife, and if she's a Sofik Nida, that's much harder than if she's a Vaday Nida. If she's definite Nida, so it's easy for him to abstain because she's definitely Tamei. But when she's a Sofik Nida, all of a sudden he's thinking to himself, you know, maybe she's really not a Nida, and he has to overcome this very strong desire of his. Tavrach, another understanding is, you shouldn't be frightened by bad dreams and by bad thoughts. What does this mean? That you shouldn't have a son or Talmud that burns his dish in public, which basically means acts embarrassing and not proper, which will bring shame to you, the father and the Rebbe. And as we said, up until here, his father was giving him a bracha because these are very fatherly brachas. It's like a man to man. That these are harsh and have shlita over you, and that you should have good children, and that your wife should be available to you when necessary. From here on in the pasuk, his mother is giving him a bracha. What does the pasuk say? Hashem should command his malachim, his angels, to guard you along the way. They should carry you on their palms. You'll step on a lion and a snake. And these are much more motherly brachas, that he should be safe physically and he should have comfort and no harm should befall him. As we said, up until here is his mother's brachas. From here on, Hashem himself is giving him brachas. What's the parakeet tell him to conclude Kufbez on top. Kivi Choshak Vafalteu, for he has desired me, and I'm going to deliver him. Asagveu Kiyad Hashemi, I'm going to elevate him because he knows my name. Yukreini Veneu, he's going to call out to me, and I'm going to answer him. Ima Inachi Bitsara, I'm with him in his pain. Achalteu Vachabdeu, I'm going to save him and honor him. Orichom Masbeu Vahiribishuasi, I'll give him long life, and I'm going to show him my salvation. And going back to discuss the Malchi Yehuda, who are bigger Shaim. Amr Shem and Lakesh, Maidach said, what's behind the Pasik? Vahimanim Rashaim Oiram, Uzraya Ramat Shaver, and the light is going to be withheld from Rashaim, and the high arm or strong arm is going to be broken. And the question is as follows. Why is the ayin of the word Rashaim hanging? If you look at the way it's written in the Navi, the word Rashaim, which is spelled Resh Shin Ayin Yud Mem, the ayin actually is elevated a little bit above the word and it's not read along with it, which means that really the word could be read as Rashim, which means poor people. And what do we learn from here? Kim Shinasa Adam Rashim Elmata, when a person becomes poor down here, which means he doesn't have any friends, Nasa Rashim Elmala, he becomes poor up there. It's as if he doesn't have any friends up in Shemayim. The Gemara asks, fine, well, Nichtve Klal, shouldn't be written at all. If we're understanding this pasuk to mean Rashim, somebody who's poor, meaning he doesn't have friends, why do we even have the ayin there in the first place? And the answer is, Rabbi Yochanan Blazer, they argue about this. David, one of them says, because the covet of David HaMelech, he did not have a lot of friends. He actually had a lot of enemies, and that's why we have to have the ayin in there to say that it's only if a person has enemies because he's a Rasha, meaning we're reading as Rashim and Rasha'im, only then it's considered like he's Rash Melamala. But David HaMelech, he was a tzaddik, so even though he had enemies, nonetheless, this pasuk doesn't apply to him. V'chanamar, the other one says, Mishum Kvadeh Shel Nechemim Ben Chechalia, the reason why we have the ayin here is because the covet of Nechemia, he also had many enemies because he built a wall around Yerushalayim, and also there was many Yidden who married influential Goyim, and he was very strongly against them. And because of this, we have to have the ayin in the pasuk to show that even though Nechemia had enemies, since it wasn't because he was a Rasha, therefore the pasuk doesn't apply to him. And Tanabonim Mibraisa, Menasha Hoyoshoine Chamish Vechamish Apanim Teres Kehanim, Menasha Melech, he taught 55 different shitas or explanations of Teres Kehanim, which is Sefer Vayikra, Keneged Shnei Malchusai. This corresponds to 55 years of his kingdom. Achav Shmoyin Vechamisha, Achav taught 85, Yeravam Mehu Shleisha, Yeravam taught 103. And the important thing that we learn out of this is that you shouldn't think that they were Shem because they didn't really know better. They were huge Talmidei Chachamim. Nonetheless, they chose to do terrible things. I'll continue telling you another Braisa. Hayor Meir Omer Meir said, Avshalom Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. Avshalom, who's one of David HaMelech's sons who rebelled against him, he has no Chelek Olam Haba. Shnei Merkaz Pasuk says, Vayakos Avshalom Vimisu, and they struck Avshalom and they killed him. What do we learn from here? Vayaku Ba'Olam Hazeh, they struck him in this world. Vimisu Olam Haba, literally Vimisu means, and they caused him to die. This refers to Olam Haba that he lost his Chelek Olam Haba. And Tanya of another Braisa, Shimon Elazar Omer, Shimon Meir, Shimon Elazar says, Nimr Meir, Achaz Vachazi, Vachom Achisol Shikas Behen Vayasra Bnei Hashem, King Achaz, Achazio, and all the Malchei Israel that says about them that they did what was bad in the eyes of Hashem, Lechain, they're not going to come back by Tchias Amesim. However, Loini Dainin, they're not judging Gehenim, which means they're not putting Gehenim forever and ever, and so they're kind of in this limbo state, how they're not going to have Tchias Amesim, but they're also not punished eternally. Now, it's important to note that Amun and Yoyakim were not mentioned in this list because even though they were big Rishayim, they will be Zechat Tchias Amesim. When I talk about Menashe, the Pasuk says, Vagam Dom Naki Shavach Menashe Harbin Ma'id, Menashe spilled much innocent blood, Adashar Miles Yushalayim Pelopet, until he filled Yushalayim from here to there. Mashma, he filled up Yerushalayim completely with blood. Levan mechatas Hashechti is Yehuda last Rabbanei Hashem. Besides for the sin that he caused Yehuda to do, that was evil in the eyes of Hashem. What does that mean that he filled up Yerushalayim with blood? Hachadagim shahar Yeshaya. Over here in Bavel, they explain it to mean that he killed Yeshaya Hanavi, and that's like killing the entire Yerushalayim. And my Rabbi Aminat Yisrael, they say, Sha'asa tzel maso elf bnei Adam, that he made an idol which was so heavy that it had to be carried by 1,000 people. Ubchol yavyayim hargis kulam, and every single day when these 1,000 people would carry it, it would crush them and kill them, and so he actually killed many people. The Gemara just pauses and says, Kaman azahad amrav rechana, according to whom is his member from Rav Rechana, Shkula Nesham Shal Tzadik Echad Keneged Kol Olam Kulay, the Nesham of one Tzadik is equal to the whole world, Kiman Amar Yeshaya Harag, as according to Manda Amar of Bavel, the Menashe killed Yeshaya, as we had said, it's like filling up the entire Yerushalayim with blood. Now we continue explaining, Ksiv Pesel, it says regarding Menashe that he made 8 Pesel, which is basically one of Avodah Zarah, Uksiv Psilim, but then it says he made many of Avodah Zarahs. How do we understand this? Rav Yochanan explains, but Tchila also had parts of Echad. Originally he made just one Pesel, it had one face to it, and he put it in the face of Mekdosh, Ul Basayf, but later on, also Yaharba Partsufim, he made 4 faces to this idol, facing all different directions, Kadesh Tir Shechina Metechais, so that no matter which way the Shechina came to the base of Mikdash, it would get upset because it would be greeted with this idol. Now we're discussing Achaz, Menashe, and Amon, 3 Malchi Yehuda, Achaz, Amida, Baliyah. Achaz started everything. He put an Avodah Zarah in the Aliyah in the upper chamber of the base of Mikdash. And the Pasuk says, Vizemizbechas Asher ala Gog, Aliyas Achaz, Ugaimer, and the Mizbechais that were on the roof of Achaz's upper chamber. Now Menashe, who was a king later on, Amida, Behechal, he went and put an Avodah Zarah in the Hechal. And the Pasuk says, Vesmes Pesel Asher Asher Asa, Babayas Asher Arma Hashem will David while Shlomo Benoi, in the house that Hashem had said to David Shlomo his son, that Babayas Zeb Rishlam Shebrachat Mikol Shifte Yisrael Asim Shmila Oilam, it was in that house, in that base of Mikdash, that Menashe actually put an idol inside the base of Mikdash, and Amon, who's Menashe's son, he was worse, Hechniz Beis Kachay Kachem, he brought Avod Zara into the Kesh Kedashim. Shem Pasuk says, Ki Katsar Matza Mistareha Vamasecha Tsar Kiskanes. What does this mean? Ma Ki Katsar Matza Mistareha, what does this mean? Literally, the translation is that the matza, the bed or the couch, is too short to be stretched out. So Rishon Rechmeni, Amor Yenison, he explains, Kikatzar Matzo Zeh Melestarer Olo Shnei Reim Ke'echad, this couch, which means the Beis HaMikdash is too short to have two friends or two companions rule over it at the same time, which basically means that the Shechina and the Avodah Zarah can't be in it at the same time, as referring to the idol that was put in the Kodesh Kedashim. And Ma'ivah Masechat Tzor V'Gaimer, what's the understanding in the next part of the Pasuk? Or Shmuel Bar Chemini explains that Rabbi Yonasan Kavamati L'Haikro, when Rabbi Yonasan got to this Pasuk, Havakabachi, he would cry and say as follows, Misha Kasav Bai, about whom it's written, Koines Kared Me'ayam, that Hashem gathers like a mound all the waters of the sea. In other words, Hashem pushed away the waters of the sea, so he could put the earth there, and there could be place for land, and place for Shechina, Te'asolei Masecha Tzara, a Masecha, which means an idol, should be a Tzara, a rival to him in the Beis HaMikdash. How could that be? It's such a terrible thing that this idol was put into the Beis HaMikdash. More discussion about Achaz, Menashe, and Amon. Achaz, Bitalas Havaida. Achaz, he was Mevatal Havaida in the Beis HaMikdash, he said no more Havaida. Vachasam Asa Taira, he sealed off the Taira, Shenor the Pasuk says, Tzar Te'uda, Chasoim Taira Bilimudai. Tzar Te'uda literally means tie up the Te'uda, the testimony. Chasoim Taira Bilimudai means close up or seal up the instruction to my Talmidim. Now Menashe, he was worse, Kadar Saskarais, he cut out names of Hashem from Sefer Taira, Vaharsas Mizbeach, he destroyed the Mizbeach, whereas Amon, he was even worse than that. Sarvas HaTaira, he burnt the Taira, Vahalash Mamas Lagam Mizbeach, he caused spider webs to grow on the Mizbeach, going back up to Achaz, Achaz Hitrasa Erva, Achaz allowed Erva, which basically means already in his time, they weren't careful with Arias, so as many inappropriate relationships that became okay to them. Menashe Balachaisai, Menashe was even worse, he was Baal his own sister, and Amon, who was even worse than that, Baal Imai, he was Baal his mother. Shanem Kosa Pasuk says, Ki hu Amon here Ba'ashma, for he was Amon, he did even more evil, and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lazar, they argue about this. Chanamar 1 says, Sarvas HaTaira, he burned the Taira. Chanamar 1 says, Shabal Imai, he was Baal his mother. And Amar Imai, his mother told him when he was doing this to her, Kol Miyash Chano, Imakam Shiatzos Menu, do you even have pleasure from the place that you came from? How do you even have pleasure doing this? This is not even a normal desire. Amar also, Amon told her, Kol Mani Oisa El Hachas Zbairi, aren't I only doing this just to get my creator upset? I'm not doing this for pleasure, I'm doing this to anger Hashem. And Kyosei Yakim, when Yakim came along, he was even worse than all them. Amar, he said, Kamai Leodel Arguze, the earlier ones, my predecessors, the earlier kings, they didn't know how to get Hashem angry, and he actually cursed Hashem and blasphemed. He said as follows, Klum anu tzichem el oirai, isn't the only thing that we need Hashem for is just the light? We need the light of the sun. That's all we need Hashem for. And even that we don't need, because yesh lanu zahav parvayim sha'anu mishtamshim bai, we have this special type of gold which we use. It's so bright, we don't even need the sun. Yitol oirai, let Hashem take his light. Let him take the sun. We don't need anything from Hashem. Amrulai, so people told him, they were tzadikim, balaik hazuzav shalaihu, even gold and silver belong to Hashem. Shem, because the pasuk says, li hakasef li hazav no Hashem tzvakais. Hashem says, silver and gold is mine. So Amrulahem, Yoyakim told him, Kvar nasani lanu, he already gave it to us. Shem, because the pasuk says, Hashemayim shemayim Hashem, v'har etz nasal v'nei Adam, and the earth was given to people. Then the Gemara asks a question, Amrulai Rav l'Rav Bar Mari, Rav asks Rav Bar Mari, v'nei ma'aloi manu es Yoyakim, why wasn't Yoyakim included in our Mishnah of the people who don't have a chilek in Olam Haba? Mishum dechsev vei, do you want to say because it says about him, v'yasar dibir Yoyakim, v'sevayisav asher asa, v'animtza olav, the rest of the things that Yoyakim and abominations that he did and that which was found on him, and that's obviously describing him as a terrible Rasha, and do you want to say that's why he's not included? Well, obviously that wouldn't make sense. That should be a reason that he is included in the Mishnah of kings who lost their chilek in Olam Haba. And before answering this, we just pause to explain part of this pasuk. Ma'iva nimtza olav, what does it mean in that which was found on him? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, they argue about this. Chanan number one says, Shechakak Shem Avos Kachav Ma'al Masai, that he etched, which means he tattooed the name of Avodah Zarah on his Aver Tashmish, on his male organ. And that's to show how Davik, how connected he was to Avodah Zarah. Chanan number the other one says, Shechakak Shem Shemayim Ma'al Masai, that he tattooed Hashem's name on his Amma. And that says, Bizu Hashem Hashem. Now Rashi has the girsa, not Amasai, but Gufai on his body. But either which way, that's what the pasuk is referring to. Now we go back to answer our question, why was it included in the Mishnah of the kings who lost their chilek in Olam Haba? Amalei Rabbi Amari told Rav, B'malachim lo shemati. In regards to kings, meaning in regards to Yoyakim, I don't know why he wasn't included in the Mishnah, but b'diyotah shemati, in regards to Yoytas, regular people, I have heard why a certain person was not included in the list of Mishnah of Yoytas who lost their chilek in Olam Haba. M'pnei ma'aloi manu is Micha, why wasn't Micha included? As learned previously, when Micha was a baby, he was saved by Moshe Rabbeinu from being baked into a brick by Paroi, and later on he caused everyone to avodah zarah. What did he do? So we're going to see soon, based off of pasuk, that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take Yoytas' bones out of the Nile River, he wrote on a petak, on a note or on a tablet, Alei Shar, and that caused Yosef's bones to float to the top. Micha saw this and retrieved this thing that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. He ended up using it to create the Egel, and later on when they crossed over into Eretz Yisrael, he ended up making an idol that everyone served. He did many terrible things and turned people to do Avodah Zarah, and so the question is, why wasn't he including the people who lost his Chelek Olam Haba? The answer is, B'nei Shepita Mitzui L'Ivri Drachim, that's because his bread was available to all the people going and coming. Shem the Pasuk says, Kol Oyer Rishav Elevim, anyone who went back and forth to Levim, they were fed by Micha, and because of his great schus that he had, he wasn't included in this list. Now more about Micha, it says in the Pasuk, V'avar Bayam Tzara, V'hika Bayam Galim. For our Joshua, we translate this to mean that the Tzara, the rival, the enemy, went through the sea and should strike the waters of the sea. Amar Rechon, Rechon explains, what's referring to is the Pesach Shemicha, this is the Pesach, the idol of Micha, that he had brought from Mitzrayim, like we just described. In Tanya, we have a Braisa, Reb Nosson Emer, he tells us, Migrav L'Shiloi, Shlosha Milin. From Grav to Shiloi was only 3 mil. The Mishkan was in Shiloi, and Grav was the place where Micha's idol was set up, and the they used to bring carbonos to it. What we just said is that from the Mishkan to this Avodah Zarah was only 3 mil. It was very close. And the smoke of the maracha of the Mishkan and the smoke of all the carbonos being brought to Pasal Micha, they would mix with each other. They would mingle. And Machasharis wanted to push him away. They wanted to kill Micha to stop this. However, Malan HaKadosh Baruch Hashem told them, Anichulai, leave him, Shepita Mitzulah Everdachim, because he freely gives bread to all people going and coming. And actually, Valdavar Zen, Nanchu Anshe Pelegish Begiva, it was because of this that the people of Pelegish Begiva were punished. The story of Pelegish Begiva, in very short, was a man got angry with a concubine of his. She went back home to her area of Binyamin where she lived. He went to her and they reconciled. But as he was on his way back home to where he lived, they were waylaid by youths and she was violated until she actually died. The other Shevatim demanded that Binyamin be punished for this. They refused. And because this civil war broke out, in which more than 40,000 people ended up being killed, and Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told them, meaning the people of that time, B'chvoidi L'mechisem, you didn't protest against my kavod. When Micha set up his idol, you didn't say anything. Al kavod shel basar v'dam mechisem, but you did protest against the kavod of basar v'dam. This whole thing of Pelegish Begiva was because this terrible thing that was done to her, and how could it be that kavod Hashem is less chashuv than the kavod of basar v'dam? We continue to talk about the huge mitzvah of hospitality, because we just mentioned that Micha was not included in this list of those who lost their chaykon on the Abba, because he gave his bread freely to everyone. Amar B'yichan Mishum B'yosim and Kisma, he said as follows, G'day L'gima, giving food to travelers and guests is so great, because by not doing this, it pushed away two families, which really means two nations, from being able to join Am Yisrael. Shemar the Pasuk says, Al-Dvar Asher Lo-Kidim Aschem Balachem Mayim, it's because Amayin and Mayav did not greet the Yidden with bread and water when they were on their way to Eretz Yisrael after Mitzrayim. Because of that, we don't accept Ganger from Amayin and Mayav. And Rabbi Yechon Deyam, Rabbi Yechon himself said five different things. Machakr Zakarvim, it pushes away people who would have been close. Umkrav Zerachakim, it brings close those who would have been far. Umalemes Einayim Arashayim, it caused Hashem to look away from Rashayim. Umashash Shechina on Nevi'a Baal, it caused Shechina to go on Nevi'im of Baal. Shigasa El Zadoin, and if a person even by accident doesn't show proper hospitality, Hashem treats it as if he did so on purpose. Now we explain these one by one. Marchekes Akrivim, it pushes away those who could have been near. Kuvdan Amun Alf on top, Me'amun Umayev, that we learn from Amun Umayev, as we just said, Amun Umayev did not greet the Yidden with bread and water, and because of that, we don't accept game from Amun Umayev. Number two, Makrevis Rechekim, it brings those who would have been far away close. Where do we learn this from? Me'yisrai, from Yisrai. Dar Rechon says, Bishar Kiran Lev Yechalachem, the schar that Yisrai got for telling his daughter to call Moshe Rabbeinu to come and have bread. This is when Moshe ran away from Mitzrayim because Pharaoh wanted to kill him. He ended up going to Midian, encountered one of Yisrael's daughters by the well, and Yisrael said, great idea, why don't you bring him to our house, we'll give him some food. Because that, Zachu Bnei Banav Yashub Lishkas Gazes, the descendants of Yisrael were Zaychet to sit in Lishkas Gazes, they were part of Sanhedrin. Shem, because the Pasuk says, Umishchai Seifrim, family of scribes, Yashve Yavitz, Ter Asim, Shem Asim, Suchasim, Heno HaKinim, Habay Mechamas, Avi Beis Rechav, to focus on the word Kinim, Uksiv Hasim, it says over there, Ubnei Keni, Chaisin Moshe, and from the children of Keni, the father in law of Moshe, which is referring to Yisrael, Alume Irat Marm, as Bnei Huda, Midbar Yehuda, Asher Benegev, Arad, Ve'elch, Ve'eshev, Esha'am. So we see these Kenim, who are Bnei Keni from Yisrael, they sat on the Sanhedrin. And this is all because he invited Moshe in to have bread. In other words, learning that somebody who would have been far, Yisrael's family, would have had no Shachas time Yisrael, now they were drawn very close because of this hospitality. On to number three from Yechon, Umalem Sinai and Rashaim. Hashem turns his eyes away from Rashaim because of hospitality. Where is this learned from? Mimicha, from Micha, as we just said before. Number four, Umash Shechina on Via Baal. It caused the Shechina to go on Vim of Baal. Where is this from? Mechaver Shal Ida Navi, from the colleague of Ida Navi. This is something that we learned about earlier in the Gemara as well. Ida went to go rebuke Yeravam for his Avodah Zarah that he was doing, and Hashem told him that on the way back, do not take an invitation from anyone. Now, as he was going on the way back, a false Navi came to him and said, Hashem overrode your Navuah, and he said that you should come to my house and have food. So Ida listened to him, which he shouldn't have. He went to this false Navi's house and had food with him, and we're learning right now is because of his hospitality, this false Navi showed Edai, he actually got real Nevuah. Dichse, what does the Pasuk say? They were sitting by the table, and the word of Hashem came to the Navi who brought him back, and this Navi actually gave real Nevuah, even though he was really a Navi of Baal, and he told Edai that because he didn't listen to Hashem, you're going to be killed, and that's actually what happened. Once he went along the way, a lion killed him. And lastly, that if a person, even b'shoigeg, doesn't show hospitality to travelers and people who need it, it's treated like he did so on purpose, if Yonasan would have showed David along the way with two loaves of bread, wouldn't have been killed, Daigadami wouldn't have lost the Chelkin on the Abba, and Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. What's this referring to? So we know that Shaul wanted to kill David HaMelech. However, all the way at the beginning of the story, David still wasn't so sure about it. So he had his good friend Yonasan, who was the son of Shaul HaMelech, figure this out for him. Once Yonasan realized 100% that Shaul wanted to kill David, he told David this, and David ran away. Now, what happened afterwards? David didn't have any food. So he went to Nive, which was a city populated by Kaihanim. He told them that he's on a secret mission from Shaul, which is really not true. They gave him food and a weapon, and he continued running away. Now, Daimi, who was there, told Shaul what they did. He viewed this as rebellion and had the entire city wiped out. Their punishment for doing that was that Daig lost his chelkin on the Abba, and Shaul and his three sons, including Yonasan, were killed later on in battle. And what the Gemara just told us is if Yonasan simply would have given some food to David, he never would have had to go to Navi Arkaihanim, and this whole chain of events wouldn't have happened. So even though Yonasan didn't give him food just b'shoigeg, nonetheless, we treat it as Zadayin, and this terrible chain of events happened. We're going to stop it for today and pick up tomorrow, continue with our list of people explaining why they were not mentioned in our Mishnah of people who lost their Chel Ganayim Abba. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.